The shuttered building stretches 700 feet along the 100 block of West First Avenue. Its 50-foot width fits snugly between the street and a row of decomposing railroad ties. Above what once was the spur line, a 6-foot-wide unloading platform runs the length of the building. The exterior and the interior planked wall is one and the same. Inside, the floor is swept clean and mostly empty. The lighting from the exposed truss ceiling is frugal, with the air dank from age and prolonged idleness. The quiet is in marked contrast with the shed's past.
Let's walk down here. Let's kind of look at how this building worked.
Paul Farnsworth, Alaska Railroad Project Director, wants to make certain his visitor appreciates the 1940s structure, not just as a building, but as a part of Anchorage and Alaska's past.
Before the Parks Highway, before even the Glenn Highway was a goat trail, no Alcan, the railroad brought the freight in.
Farnsworth describes foodstuffs coming in through a trackside door and then out the opposite side of the building to trucks taking the goods to local stores. In the 1940s, most goods for Anchorage came by train from the port of Seward.
One of the realtors said that they came here to pick up their household goods when they got shipped in. They came to this building. At the same time, if I'm an Alaskan and I want to build a sluice box for a mine up on Denali or send things to mines up on Denali or to Denali National Park or Curry, where we used to have the hotel, or Talkeetna, or any of those places, how did you get it there? There wasn't any road to go on. There's some mud trails. So what you do is you'd bring your freight in here, would put it in the boxcar, and then would run it up to Fairbanks and drop it off at all these whistle stops on the way as we went up there. So a lot of Alaska moved through this building.
In the building's first full year, 1942, the railroad moved nearly 420,000 tons of freight, much of it military supplies and materials. Gradually, shipping trends changed, and the 36,000-square-foot freight shed entered its current, sustained hibernation. Farnsworth says that's about to change.
And looking at an opportunity to develop the community we want to bring from downtown off the hill and to revitalize the side of Ship Creek, we've chosen this as one of our first projects, to turn this historic building into a LEEDS-certified office and retail space.
John Steele of ECI Higher Architects, the firm designing the project, says the transformation will be similar on a smaller scale to Seattle's Pike Place Market or Vancouver's Granville Island. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. A nonprofit group, the U.S. Green Building Council, runs the program, which promotes environmentally friendly construction, or renovation, and a healthy work environment. This would be the first historic LEED-certified building in Alaska. Steele says that means keeping the historic essence while making it an energy-efficient and healthy place to work.
It has very simple but strong architectural lines. Still has a lot of life. It has good bones. We're keeping the forms, we're keeping window openings, door openings. The appearance will have a little change in proportion, but it'll have the same look and form and materials as when it originally was built.
The interior will be divided and modified to meet the needs of the tenants. Jim Kubitz, Vice President of Real Estate and Facilities for the Railroad, says the over $6 million project is set to enter the next phase.
We are out the bid this week for the construction project. The bids will be in late August. If we get the go-ahead on it from our board of directors on the 1st of September, we will start construction this fall. Completion will be July of next summer, 2009. The tenants who want to move in currently want to move in by July of next year.
Three firms have expressed strong interest: ECI Higher Architects, Porcaro Communications, and Colati Brothers Coffee. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.